This podcast is made possible by the generosity of supporting members. Please visit dharmaocean.org to learn more about becoming a supporting member. Listening to the Dharma Ocean podcast. In this talk, Reggie addresses the pervasive culture of self-hatred that drives aggression and the forces of destruction in our world. Loving kindness, he says, begins with ourselves. We establish a ground of trust, simplify our lives, sit with experience, and do not judge anything. This talk was given at the 2003 Winter Datun Retreat, held in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado.
So the first step of Maitri is called inspiration. And this is the person in the dark hole who hears that there is an upper world. There's a world out there in the sunshine and light, and the spring breezes and the flowers and the meadows. And this individual in a dark hole actually has enough trust in his or her inspiration to take a chance and take a look. Every person that exists, at least, has inspiration and feels inspiration. But not very many people act on it. Most people distrust their inspiration, and their self-aggression even starts at the level of inspiration, where you meet so many people who have inspiration, but then their cynicism and their despair comes in and they crush their own inspiration, and they go out and they look for a good paying job, and they get into a career that they hate, and they marry somebody because they think this is the correct partner, and it goes on through life. And they bring up their children in a way that they think, so the children do what they think they should. The whole thing is a big mental game. And their own inspiration, which is actually in there, if you look, has been crushed by their cynicism and their ambition and their despair. So the first stage of Maitri is to actually trust your own inspiration. And anyone that enters into the practice of meditation, that Maitri has already happened, because you wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be doing this if you hadn't taken that initial step. And in some sense, that Maitri is the most important Maitri, because once you actually begin to poke your head up above that hole, you begin to see that there is actually a blue sky up there. And once you see that for yourself, then nobody can stop you. It's never going to happen. It may be put off, but you will never forget that. Then the second level of Maitri is simplifying. And simplifying simply means that you remove extraneous activities from your life and simplify and simplify and simplify, so that you can begin to see what's going on. You can begin to see reality. And at the Datun represents a huge simplification for all of us. And of course, Hamish talked about the precepts yesterday, and the precepts are, the purpose of the precepts, once again, and Hamish and I are just going to keep saying this, is not to be good, and it's not to be perfect, and it's not so somebody can come along and say, you kept the precepts, therefore you're good. The purpose of the precepts is actually to simplify our life, to simplify distractions and entertainments and things that would actually pull us away from seeing things. So the precepts are to simplify, and then the great simplification, of course, is coming and sitting here, where we are so simple that we just sit and breathe. That's all we do. So that is the second level of Maitri, which is simplifying. And then the third level is known as sitting with one's shit. And when we sit here, we begin to realize how aggressive we are and how crazy we are and how filled with uncontrollable emotional upheavals we are. We're irritated. We hate everybody around us. Then we suddenly love everybody around us. Then we become obsessed by our rota job. We worry we're not going to sleep. You know, it just goes on and on all day long. So that's the third level of Maitri. And the reason this is Maitri is because we're beginning to get a sense of what is actually going on with us. We're sort of finding out where we are constantly turning against everything. And we're so aggressive against ourselves and against, you know, we're aggressive against ourselves and eventually bubbles over into aggression towards others. We're aggressive toward the environment. It just goes on and it's everywhere. And that is a huge opening and unleashing of our actual condition. And the thing about that craziness is when it can speak, then it isn't harmful anymore. When it can express itself in us, it doesn't become harmful. It's not harmful to us. It's sort of like somebody who's very upset and, you know, you kind of see this person and there's some problem between you and this other person. And this, you know, maybe it's at work and every time you see them, there are these kind of, you know, paranoid kind of defensive glances on both sides. And then one day you think, you know, maybe I should actually talk to this person. And you sit down and you talk to them and you hear them out and they hear you out and then it's fine, actually. It wasn't no big deal. It's just that the communication wasn't there. And in a similar manner, when we actually sit down and all of our, all of our confusion and distress can actually begin to come to the surface over a period of time, it begins to actually come out and sort of begin to dissipate around the edges and then dissipate toward the middle and then dissipate toward the center and actually becomes quite open. And even though we become, a lot of times we're really tied up with it, there are other times when actually the space is really there and there's a feeling that that's actually not the only thing that there is. So then the fourth level of Maitri is a very important one, and that is don't judge anything. Now, this is a very subtle teaching. It means to experience oneself without coming to any definite conclusions whatsoever about who you are or what you are or why you are or who they are, what they are, why they are. Simply sit and let it happen. And it is questionable what it even is. I mean, is it you? What is it? It's just it. It is happening all day long in this shrine room. And this fourth level is don't judge. Don't judge. And this actually is the first three levels kind of take care of themselves. Inspiration, you come here, we simplify, you follow the forms. Number three, you sit with your shit, because there's no choice. But the fourth one is actually the tricky one, and that's the one that I'm inviting everyone here to explore, which is don't judge. Don't judge. It really doesn't matter what comes up in your state of being. Don't judge it. And don't judge it doesn't only mean don't beat yourself up about it. It means don't even come to a conclusion about what it is or what it means. Is this coming through? This is a very important transmission I'm giving you right now. Don't judge. I mean, in a way, this is the sort of ultimate transmission of Buddhism, is don't judge. It doesn't mean that you don't discriminate. It doesn't mean that you don't see that this is helpful and this is harmful. For example, sticking to the schedule is helpful. Avoiding the schedule is harmful. Eating too much food is harmful. Or eating too little food is harmful. Not eating the right amount of food is helpful. You know, that's discrimination. That's not judging. That's simply seeing what is what and how things actually work. Judging, though, is when you start attaching labels to what is going on within yourself, and you start judging what comes up as to whether it's good or it's bad. And in our case, most of what comes up we judge as bad. And that's where the aggression comes in. So this is providing a non-judgmental space for whatever we are to show itself and to present itself. And this even includes physical things. Like if you have very, very sore back, you know, you have a lot of physical problems, you're feeling sick, you're not feeling well, don't judge it. Don't judge it. So we have a few more levels, but I want to stop here and see if we should talk a little bit about this thing about judging, because it is so important. It's really the key point. This is what you have to do. Whatever else you're doing on the cushion, and I have no way of knowing what you're doing. But the one important thing is this practice of refraining from judgment, from judging yourselves. It's like everything that arrives at our doorstep when we're sitting is basically a newborn baby. It's really true. If you think about it, everything that arrives is a newborn baby. And when you see your newborn baby, you know, some newborn babies are really beautiful. And some newborn babies and you take an unconditional attitude of love toward that newborn baby. It's unconditional. Maybe there are some parents, when they see their baby, they decide, I don't like this baby, let's get rid of it. But it's uncommon, it's not the natural thing. The natural thing is whatever that baby is, even if that baby is deformed or sick or in terrible distress, you love that baby without conditions. And that is the practice of non-judgment. This is very radical. Every state of mind, every emotion, every thought, every memory, every image that arrives in our state of mind is a newborn baby. It's a newborn. It just arrived. And our practice is to love that new arrival without conditions. And we're not going to go back and think about what our parents told us about which newborns are okay and which ones you have to throw away. Whatever our parents told us at this point, it's ancient history. And it's basically bullshit. Because basically, what they said 20 years ago is not about now. They don't know. We're the only ones that know. So non-judgment. And cherishing. In the Vajrayana, this is called sacred outlook. We have no business judging what arrives. We didn't produce it. It came from another place. It arrives in our body and mind, but it came from another place. And it's here for a reason. And we have no business judging it, rejecting it, and trying to destroy it. That's the practice.
To download more of Reggie's teachings, find out about upcoming retreats, and to explore a variety of audio listening guides to assist you on your spiritual journey, please visit dharmaocean.org. Music is by Jeff Beal and Nawang Ketchog from the album Tibet, Cry of the Snow Lion.